Hi, I'm BOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. There's a call to lift Western sanctions against Syria. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The United Nations envoy for Syria has called for a quick end to Western sanctions after the ouster of President Bashar al-Assad.
UN envoy Geir Pedersen told reporters during a visit to Damascus on Sunday that he hoped to see a quick end to the sanctions to enable a rallying around the building of Syria.
The change that we're now seeing after the fall of the Assad regime has just been immense.
The Syrian government has been under strict sanctions by the United States, the European Union and others for years as a result of Assad's brutal response to what began as peaceful anti-government protests in 2011 and later spiraled into a civil war. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel's government approved a plan on Sunday to expand Israeli settlements in the Golan Heights it occupies, saying it had acted in light of the war and the new front facing Syria and out of a desire to double the Israeli population in the Golan. Israeli Defense Minister Yisrael Katz said threats to Israel from Syria remain despite the moderate tone of rebel leaders who ousted Assad a week ago. Syria's de facto leader, Ahmed al-Sharaa, said on Saturday that Israel was using false pretexts to justify its attacks on Syria, but that he was not interested in new conflicts as the country focuses on rebuilding. Israel said on Sunday it would close its Dublin embassy due to the Irish government's quote-unquote extreme anti-Israel policies, including recognition of a Palestinian state and support for international legal action against its war in Gaza. Dublin backed South Africa's case at the International Court of Justice, accusing Israel of genocide. Irish Prime Minister Simon Harris said the decision was deeply regrettable and his nation would always stand up for human rights and international law.
This is VOA News.
Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has been discharged from the hospital after undergoing surgery to stop a brain bleed. Earlier, Lula surprised doctors and the media in Sao Paulo on Sunday by turning up at a news conference about his health. As one member of the medical team was talking to journalists, the 79-year-old leftist leader entered the room, greeted people, and put his thumbs up before sitting down to speak for the first time since having surgery. I am here, complete, with more desire to work. I'll tell you what I said during my campaign. I am 79 years old. I have the energy of a 30-year-old and the vigor of a 20-year-old to build this country. This is Lula, who came back complete to take care of Brazil. Thank you. May God take care of you as well. It was his first public appearance since he underwent a pair of emergency surgeries last week. Several hundred people, maybe even thousands, may have been killed by Cyclone Chido in the French archipelago of Mayotte in the Indian Ocean, a top local French official said via local media channel Mayotte L'Alert on Sunday. According to officials, a Russian oil tanker carrying thousands of tons of oil products split apart during a heavy storm on Sunday, spilling oil into the Kerch Strait between mainland Russia and Crimea, while another tanker was also in distress after sustaining damage. Russian investigators opened two criminal cases to look into possible safety violations after at least one person was killed when the tanker split in half with its bow sinking. A summit between the Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda was abruptly canceled Sunday after the latest round of talks to end fighting in the eastern DRC deadlocked, dashing hopes for an immediate peace deal for the region torn apart by 30 years of conflict. Tete Antonio, the Angolan Minister of Foreign Affairs, explained what went wrong. The one paragraph of the agreement that was to be negotiated at ministerial level and on which the ministers were negotiating until very late yesterday was the subject of the final negotiations, and we did not reach a convergence of views on all aspects. Still, he says he hopes they will be able to move the process forward in the coming days. U.S. Marines have begun a partial transfer from Okinawa to Guam, 12 years after Japan and the United States agreed on their realignment to reduce the heavy burden of the U.S. troop presence on the southern Japanese island. We get more from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Both the U.S. Marine Corps and Japan's Defense Ministry said in a joint statement that the relocation began Saturday with 100 members of the 3rd Marine Expeditionary Force stationed on Okinawa moving to Guam. Tokyo and Washington agreed in 2012 to relocate about 9,000 of the 19,000 Marines stationed on Okinawa, including 4,000 to Guam and bases. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.